You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. How are you guys going for a cheeky Tuesday?
So tired.
What's it to you?
Well,
you don't have to divulge any information.
You're so cheeky, Grebo.
It's not...
Squeeze out all that info out of me.
It's not, I guess, a spy situation.
It's not?
You don't have to give any information you don't want to give.
I apologise. I guess I'm still cautious after this whole spy in the, you know, in the Australian government story last week.
And
I'm still,
what?
You know, cautious.
I think you're right to be. Everyone should be. You never know who's working in and amongst your team.
All right, guys, let's just not do the fear-mongering this early in the morning, please.
No,
that's
no,
a bit much.
No espionage chat before 5:30? Is that the new rule?
Just go home and watch James Bond and kind of feed that beast. But right now you can be a little bit happier, I reckon.
All right, we'll delay it. 5:30.
Come on.
It's good. We'll come back to this.
Excellent.
How was your day yesterday, Cremo?
Oh, very good. How's this? I went to Nobby after a very nice swim Sunday.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, it was rough as all guts.
Really? The swell wasn't good.
Not all days in the water are created equal. Sunday was, absolutely perfect. You couldn't have got it any better. And then, Monday, so rough.
Have they still got a fair few of those blue bottles knocking around Nobbies?
I didn't see any. Yeah, saw none.
That's good to know, yeah.
Yeah, none Sunday, none Monday.
Okay, that's good to know.
But I was in and out in probably about 10 minutes.
Oh, right, okay.
It was that kind of choppy day, just dumper after dumper.
Yeah, you thought, this will do me.
That'll do, exactly.
How was your day, Ari? Good?
Yeah, good. Flat out, hey. I go home and I just don't stop. I go home and Dad's like, he's finished the lawn, then we need to clean the filters and the air con and blah, blah. So, yeah, it's a lot.
To be admired. I didn't do a whole lot of anything yesterday.
You enjoy had a good nap?
You're still recovering from Sunday sesh.
No, I didn't have a nap. My brother's here, so we were out and about, you know, seeing the sights a little bit. But, yeah, nothing too strenuous. No chores, for sure. I managed
very
to
good.
Weasel out of that.
Well, the weaseling is sometimes the best part of life.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So I've been really getting into this new show called The Gentleman. Have you seen it?
Oh, I've seen this advertised. It looks interesting. What do you reckon it is?
Well, it's Guy Ritchie, so you know all his films.
Yeah.
You know the vibe.
Is this one that's based on that movie?
What are you talking about?
Don't know about that. All I know is it's, you know, movies that he does like Snatch or Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. It's like a TV series of that.
Right, okay.
And it's actually very good. It's as if he gets to, because in a movie like that, it always feels as if he's condensed the story down into an hour 50.
Which is such a hard thing to do.
Yeah, well, here he gets to really stretch his legs. So all those little characters that you might only see a glimpse of, you know, a robber that comes in and says a great line or something, you now get to fully explore all those characters, all those, and it's a classic cast of who he likes to, you know, get on.
Well, I like that as well because you get so much character development, you get a backstory, there's more context and you can take them in different directions. That's what I love about a series.
If you love Guy Ritchie, you'll love this show.
So, just quick Google, it is the spin-off of his 2019 film under the same name, The Gentleman.
There you go.
So if you like this TV series, watch the movie.
Yeah, right.
And then you get, because I've just started watching this as well.
Have you?
After
now?
Having watched the movie,
okay.
So I'm kind of piecing the story together.
There you go. I haven't seen the movie, I don't think.
I would say you could probably watch it after because it feels like this is a prequel to the movie.
Right.
The TV series is a prequel.
Oh.
So if you were to watch it in chronological order, you'd actually watch the TV series first.
Okay.
And then the movie.
Oh, I'm doing it right then.
There you go.
Because I haven't seen the movie. I give it 5 out of 5.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah. That's Golden stars is my new system for,
Five out of five Crevo Golden stars.
Yeah, rating. You know, Guy Ritchie-based film and television.
There you go. Fair very enough. Exciting.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local news. newsroom in the Hunter. New FM's First at 5.
All right, Jackie, Harmony Day, what of it?
Yes,
no heavy lifting from you this morning, Karima. He's doing all the work.
Yeah, well, you
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely, that's what I'm here for now.
And your keep, isn't it?
So next week in Singleton, they're celebrating Harmony Week, and Singleton has been very enthusiastic about it. Harmony Week's all about celebrating cultural diversity and inclusion. So they've got a range of activities happening all throughout the week. Everyone's encouraged to wear orange to show their support.
Right. Nice.
Oh. Yeah, they've got Bollywood dancing, they've got story times, henna art, basket weaving, and an international food festival
That's
as well.
That's so fun, hey. There's so much going on, and you get to learn heaps.
You've caught my attention with food festival.
My ears perked up like a dog. I was excited.
Hello. What's going on?
Exactly, an international food festival as well, I can just imagine.
Sounds delicious. Well, I'm glad that's happening. I mean, we should have more of that in Newcastle. All the way up to Singleton is great. But, you know, I reckon they should get that going here a bit more.
So is that this week or next week?
That starts next Monday and it's all week. Right, okay. So I'm hoping that something comes out for Newcastle, but Singleton's the only place I've seen so far that has so many events lined up.
Oh, very good.
Sort it out, New Italy. You got a week. Get something. Get something going.
Sort it by Monday.
That's exactly right. All right, let's head over now to a bit of sport. Newcastle surfer Cade Kelly, apparently he's the youngest surfer in Surffest at the moment.
Yes, so he's become the youngest to compete in Surffest. He's making history and he's only 12 years old.
Oh, bless.
Wow, that is young, isn't it?
It's incredible.
He's so talented to do that.
Absolutely, and he's already showing a lot of talent. So the Burton Automotive Pro kicked off yesterday and Kelly enjoyed 2 to 4 foot waves where he's got the second best score of the day as well.
Oh my God.
You would feel like a proper mug if some 12-year-old's come.
Beat
you. Your whole life. Yeah. I've worked so hard to become a professional.
Yeah. Or Merriweather's your local. You're always down there. You know every in and out, every grain of sand on that beach. Then a 12-year-old looks around and goes, oh, this is easy.
So is Surffest all happening at the moment, or are they doing like events leading up to it? Because I've seen all the scaffolding and stuff is there at the moment.
Yeah,
the car park, you can't get into it.
Oh, blocking my access.
Yeah, so I believe it kicked off yesterday.
Right, okay. It's all happening down there, but if you just want to go for a swim,
it's going to be very busy.
Pick another beach.
Newcastle Ocean Bars.
Which are not as good, but you know, we'll take it.
UFM. De Novos.
Usually when you look for a job ad, it's just the normal boring stuff. Oh, do you have experience? Have you, you know, type tapes of stuff? Have you done this and
customer
that?
Customer service.
Can you use Microsoft Excel? All that kind of thing.
Yeah, the necessities.
Work well in a team.
How about this for a bit of fun, switching it up? This, it's a fish and chip shop, a bit old school, the sort of place where, you know, they'll sticky tape your finger to the paper when they're wrapping it up, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Extra chicken salt means you can hardly see your chips anymore.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Sure. And what they're looking for is somebody who's going to just be a general all-rounder in the fish and chip shop. Mm. So some of the things they're little features that they're after, and this is just printed up on the notice board next to the community plays. And,
Yeah, right.
That much of an old-fashioned advertising.
Yeah, the carpentry business and
everything
else.
You know they haven't even used word art.
No. In fact, it is all in Times New Roman.
Yeah, of course it is.
Right? Next to these are the things they say, looking for someone to help provide our customers with great food, great service, and the following. First tick, young. Second tick, vibrant. Young, probably because the minimum wage is cheaper.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And reliable, good sense of humour, great communication skills, team player, quick to learn, attention to detail. You think, brilliant. They're after someone professional here.
Just quickly, does it kind of sound like they're putting up like a Tinder profile here? Like, that's
just
this
a little
is
bit.
What you should be like if you want to be interested in me.
That's what I guess job, you know, applications are. They're the corporate version of Tinder, aren't they?
They basically are. You know, and then the last, well, down the list, they then have food handling skills, and also they need attention to detail. That seems important, you know, in a busy kitchen with everyone running around with hot food and stuff. And they say experience and aket, I think they mean asset. So it's right under attention to detail. They've spelled asset wrong. They said, please bring in a resume, printed, old school, and come in for an informal chat. Thank you from the Bills team. And they said, also sourcing a potential bookkeeper, babysitter. This is where things are going off the rails a little bit. A cleaner and organiser and boyfriend. Good luck.
What?
So I'm guessing it's the, you know, whoever the single lady who's maybe running this chippy or has been asked to type this up.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind a boyfriend as well while I'm at it.
Kill three birds with one stone.
Exactly.
Well, you know what else it could be? Mm. Could be like mother has got a single daughter.
Oh,
and he's trying to, like, it's what I feel like it probably is more likely to be.
Yeah.
Regardless, though, this feels very country town, doesn't it?
That's certainly a very old school fish and chip shop. And I think, yeah, you might be right there. The mum's thought, my daughter, she keeps just, you know, running around with all of these no good boys from town. You know, I want a good, someone who's got attention to detail and is reliable for my daughter.
A good steady job.
Yeah, exactly.
Working at the chippy.
That's it. Apparently they get discounts on fish and chips. Very wholesome.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, guys, I've been officially deemed not as cool as my parents.
Oh, what have they done?
Oh, my goodness.
Are they wearing backwards hats or what?
This is a sad day, yeah.
Oh, this is very sad. So yesterday afternoon, I was just sitting in the media room with Mum and Dad, and I was like, oh, let's sort out the weekend. Like, where are you guys at? Just sorting out what our movements are going to be, whatever. And then they were like, oh, we're busy all day Saturday. I said, oh, yeah, like, where are you going? Like, this is exciting. And they're just like, oh, yeah, we're going to the Merriweather Surf House for like, friends of the family. They're having a combined mother-daughter 60th birthday and a 30th birthday. So big milestones and stuff like that.
That's a bit of fun.
Yeah, that's heaps good. I'm like, that sounds really fancy. It's all catered for.
Ooh,
there's a
fire
tab. And, yeah, it's such a fantastic event. I'm like, oh, okay, well, what time is it so I can fill that in on my calendar, in my schedule? And they're like,
you're such a little nerd. Put it in your calendar.
Shut up.
Anyway, sorry, continue.
Organized life is a good life. And then they're like, oh, no, darling, you're not invited. I beg your pardon? What do you mean? Oh. I'm the fun one of the family. And then Mum's like,
apparently
no, they
not.
Don't want you there. I'm like, okay.
You were invited. The second you pulled out your calendar, they thought, no.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm just like, that's never happened before. I'm like, I think I've officially lost my cool gal status. So.
What you've got to do is play it off cool. Act like never wanted to go anyway.
You know? You say that. Well, I didn't even want to go anyway. Nothing says cool like that response.
I did crack it, though. I just walked out of the room like, well, fine. Staying home alone then.
See ya. I'm out of here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
that is sad.
Stay home with my cup of soup.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever want to encourage or elicit panic buying. Particularly after, you know, we all remember the toilet paper incident of 2020.
Oh, I'll never forget.
Shops, was it that long ago now?
Shops were absolute carnage. It was chaos, man. You know. And
even
obviously
cans of stuff was like...
Oh, baked beans as well, all that kind of stuff.
Everyone lost their minds, didn't they?
And we don't want to see scenes like that at the shops again.
Okay.
Because obviously it was chaotic, but... maybe we keep this one quiet just amongst our little family here.
Okay, what's happening?
Well, I think we should run, not walk to the shop, because a French study has found we could be hitting a proper camembert shortage.
Oh, the soft cheeses are the best types of cheese.
One French publication is reporting it as the imminent death of the soft cheese.
Death?
Imminent death of the soft cheese. They be fighting words.
Oh, my God.
You think? I'm getting angry and fired up right now.
I am absolutely terrified by this.
So, essentially what's happened is the fungus used in production to give the cheese its, like, distinct white rind and funky smell is dwindling in population, right?
Oh.
So, basically, the mold isn't reproducing at the rate it needs to. So, this mold needs to getting busy, I think, you know? When Daddy Mould and Mummy Mould love each other very much.
Look, they're just not feeling it, okay? They're tired.
Yeah, light some candles or something then, please.
Well, you know, life's very busy these days.
That's it.
And, you know, there's a lot of mortgage stress and cost of living's through the roof. So
it's just not romantic anymore.
It's just not as romantic.
Well,
you watch a bit of Netflix and then you're too tired.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. Obviously, this mould is struggling from these problems. What I do like is the name of the fungus, right? Because it feels like it's something out of like a old school Roadrunner and Coyote kind of episode. Mm-hmm. Do you remember they used to do the fake Latin for all those, kind of like the mock Latin?
It's
a little detail that maybe you'd have to pay attention to see. But they'd always do like the little freeze frame. This is Roadrunner at the start of the episode.
Yeah.
And then they give its scientific name, the Latin name.
Rhodius Runnerus or something.
Yeah, or Coyote would always be like, Variabus hungriabus or something like that. Eatabus alotabus or I don't know, stuff like that. Anyway, the name of this fungus is, right, how's this? Penicillium camembert.
Right.
That can't be real, can it?
It feels like you said, as if the team, you know, at Warner Brothers were in charge of writing the name for it.
Camembert.
Well, that's probably where they got the name Camembert from, for the cheese.
No. It'd be the other way. Here's my question, Stephen. How's the fungus Fabre going? Because while they are different in name, they are very similar in taste.
Okay, so what I've read is that it's in not quite a dire state as Camembert, but not good either. So, unfortunately, not good news on that front either.
I'm just going to have to find a new favourite cheese then.
No, switch I'm just going to gonna pate buy instead. Heaps.
We're just going to have to bring back the romance, I think, to the Camembert cheese.
New FM. De Novos.
There's this library in America who's come up with this new idea to, I guess, get rid of the late fees, or if you've damaged a book or you forgot to bring it back, it's late. Normally there's like a little fine that you have to pay.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
I think I've had to pay one in the past.
We all have.
$2-3 a book or something, which not a huge amount, but sometimes you're like, oh, I don't really want to pay that.
And more so than the fine is the judgment while the librarian's writing up your fine.
Yeah.
Because they always looking up at you through a little side eye while they're typing on their computer from the 2000s.
Yeah, this is the person who has not returned their book in a timely manner as they look over their thick-rimmed glasses. Like you said, you feel judged.
Yeah, that is the bigger problem, I think.
Well, no longer a problem for this one library in what they're coining March Meowness.
That's funny.
You can now trade pictures of your cats for letting you off the fine.
What?
Really?
Well, they're just saying that in March, you know, let's let people off, but in a fun way. Show us a picture of your cat.
So for clarification, you've brought in a book late.
Yeah.
Normally would cop a fine.
You know, looking at your watch and thinking, oh, that was due a few days ago, damn it.
But if you instead bring out a printed photo of your cat, you can trade that to waive the fee.
Correct.
Mm. Wow.
And they said if you don't own a cat, that's fine. Oh. You can draw a picture of a cat. This is how popular this is, right? They've filled, we're only at the 12th of March, and they've already filled a wall with over 400 cat pictures.
Oh, nobody's got that many late books, or like that amount of people are just not.
Here's the thing, Ari. I think what might be happening is people delaying. Oh, I don't want to bring that book back. Oh, this is a fun way to get out of it, judgment free. I love cats, and here's a good way to do it.
Or maybe people are just like, oh, no, I want to show my cat off to the world. I'm just looking for my hand in the picture anyway.
No, apparently it's all to get off the fines. And I thought, you know what? I think we should have a March Meowness right here in Newcastle.
You reckon?
Because the most annoying fines got to be parking fines, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, for sure.
Could we get rid of them, except maybe broaden it out? Because not everyone's got cats around Newcastle. Maybe it could be like any pet picture that you've got.
Done.
Gets you off.
This screams of, like, you're looking around the back of the car for a bit of scrap paper and then quickly you've got to draw a little silhouette of a dog.
Yeah, well, why not? I think it's a bit of fun. Fines are annoying. Have you ever gotten a fine and thought, oh, this is good?
No, not once,
absolutely,
I don't think.
Not.
Yeah, that's the thing. So let's, I think we should bring this in here, you know. And it can be any pet. Show a picture of your dog, you know. Show them a picture of your snake, whatever you like.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds crazy, but I'm on board.
As soon as possible here in Newcastle Council. Sort it out, New Italy.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, I did actually have quite the wholesome start to the week this week. So yesterday afternoon, I was sitting down with Mum and Dad, like I said earlier. And Mum was just like, she asked me a serious question. She goes, now, I have to ask, are you serious about going on a cruise? Because I have mentioned in the past, that, you know, cruising, like, looks so much fun and I really want to go maybe on
You're
my
throwing
own.
Throwing it out there, yeah.
I am.
I think you look good with, like, a cocktail in your hand as well.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
I definitely
it's like
do.
Some people suit that kind of yeah. look.
The style.
Yeah, the holiday style.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So I'm like, yeah, I really do, Mum, but, you know, I'm kind of just sitting on it going, nah, I might get round to it one day. So she looks deadpan in my eyes and she goes, let's go on a cruise together. And I thought, a mother-daughter cruise, is that a thing? Or is that just... And then Dad's like, yeah, last time we went on a cruise, Mum and daughters go all the time. I'm like, okay, sure. Where are we going, Mum? She goes, oh, I'm not paying for you. So I'm like, well, you're the one who brought it up. So like, why aren't you paying for me? So now it's going to cost a fortune, but going on a cruise, guys, I'm very excited.
That's... do you know where you're going yet?
Nope.
So you haven't looked any further into this
nope.
other than...
apparently Mum's got it sorted. I'm like, thanks, Mum.
Because they've got, like, whale-watching ones at Port Stephens.
Yeah, go for an afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't think they offer cocktails on
well,
those.
What you could do, though, is, oh, hey, Mum, I'll pay for the first one, you pay for the second one. First one, Port Stephens, half day. Second one...
Pacific Islands or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2 weeks around day. The Pacific yeah. Islands. That's what you should do.
That's good
one
deal.
For one. Yeah. Come on. I reckon you've got something there. On That is very exciting, though.
Yeah.
Little mother-daughter holiday.
Yeah, so very I'll be cool. ditching you guys very soon by the looks of it.
Oh, well, it's fun.
We'll survive, I suppose.
I would guess we will. Bringing our favourite producer into the conversation, Scott the Chippy Frappell, welcome.
Thank you. How are we all?
Oh, fantastic. Better hearing your voice
I'll
now.
Stop it, I'm blushing.
But you bring to us a dilemma. Repeat to us essentially what you said yesterday behind the scenes.
Well, the Royal Oak Hotel in Tyersill, the Royal Oak Pub in Tyersill. It's fantastic. You haven't been. Would recommend. Anyway, down there the
Best
other night...
Best burgers in Newcastle, I've heard.
I've heard that They're from very a very good. Reliable source.
Very good.
Went down there the other night with my housemates, and they do this thing called the schooner draw.
Ooh.
And so you... It's like a raffle. You buy certain tickets in the raffle,
mm-hmm.
and then first prize gets a whole heap of schooners, 13 schooners.
I've never heard of this before. Is
Neither
this just exclusive to this one venue?
Not sure, but if it is... They're on a winner.
Yeah.
That was outstanding.
What an exciting prize. Right.
And so there's different amounts of schooners you win for first, second, and third prize. Anyway, so we're down there with my housemates. We're all together. So I bought dinner and they were just going to transfer me the money. Easy. That's fine. The guy came around for the schooner draw. I didn't have cash. My housemate did. So he bought my tickets in the schooner draw raffle.
Okay.
So hang on. Just to clarify.
Mm.
Did you say, I just want some tickets? Your housemate didn't want any tickets.
Oh, no, we all pitched in.
Okay.
So he bought tickets for the three of us.
Okay.
And I'd already paid for dinner.
But you had individual tickets?
He's yes.
like, all right, these are your tickets. These are your tickets. Mm-hmm. Delegated them all out.
Yeah, they're all, right. it was all okay. split up three ways evenly.
Yep. He's paid for them, though.
He's paid for them, so the cashola has come out of his pocket. Mm-hmm. And when the bloke's drawn the prizes... My name came out for second prize.
Hey!
Which is awesome.
How many schooners do you get for second?
10 free skewies, thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, happy days, happy days. And he can use them over a length of time as well, even better.
So oh, I thought they all trips. Came out on a train.
No.
How would that be?
Mate, I would struggle.
Voucher's good.
Yeah,
voucher's good.
Voucher's good. Begs the question now. It was in my name, but I didn't pay for them. So do I owe him some vouchers?
I'm going to say straight up, because you hadn't transferred him the money yet, then you do. Because
absolutely not. I'm keeping
no, because he still had ownership of said tickets until you've paid the money.
You know what, though, Chip? I think I'm on your side. I reckon you should definitely keep all the schooner vouchers because you already paid for dinner.
That's exactly right.
And so you're technically, like, he hasn't made up the difference. So, yeah, you win on this.
I was in the green, well and truly in the green. Yep. And, yep, that's fine.
And your name is the lucky name, so...
Hey, I think...
Stephen, what do you think?
I think, famously, finders keepers. And if your name is on the ticket... Then you win.
Absolutely.
I think it's no different than if someone gifts you a scratch card and that wins. You get to keep all the money. You don't have to split the money with someone who's gifted it to you.
Mm-hmm. No, this is different because here's the thing, right? Until, as I said before, until that money is repaid, that other person who's given you the money still has ownership over those tickets. It's like when you...
He's got his name on it, but...
No,
you can't ask for a gift back.
No, it's like I live in a house, right, that I have purchased.
Oh, it must be nice.
I purchased,
not renting.
Hang on. Right, the bank still owns that house until I repay the mortgage.
But do you say... Oh, I don't live there. I'm just renting it from the bank.
Basically.
No, you say it's your house.
Basically, I'm renting it from the bank.
No, you don't say that.
They have in their vault the certificate of ownership of the property.
The bow you were drawing right now is so long, Cremo. Mm. And it's not even slightly related to the argument we're having right now.
And we're talking apples and oranges here. A house is whatever. 10 scooies on the line. That's the real deal.
All right. Absolutely. Let's settle this debate because I'm on the side of your housemates here, Chippy. I think that you owe them at least a few schooners.
Absolutely not.
4967-4105. Does Scott the Chippy Frappell have to give over a few of these vouchers to his housemate who had staked him the money for the tickets, or does he get to greedily keep them all for himself? If you join the conversation, you can win yourself $100 worth of free petrol. We've got fuel cards up for grabs.
And what, will you want 50% of that fuel, will you, Crevo, after, you know, you gifted it to him?
Only local winners here on UFM, and I'm not allowed. It's in the terms and conditions.
Right, okay.
First, going to Thornton, Katrina. What do you think?
I think he shouldn't get the schooners.
The housemate
bought the tickets.
Yeah.
So he's technically, if you want to look at it, bought Scott 10 schooners. So call it even for dinner.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. So,
and it is interesting that, you know, obviously Chippy, our producer, is in charge of the phones. First one there on his side.
Yeah, that's true.
Could be a coincidence.
Could be.
Not sure. We're next to Aberglasson. Trent, what are your thoughts on this debate, mate?
Mate, you're in this together. I reckon split them up.
Oh.
So you reckon the housemates are entitled to a couple of schooners at least?
Yeah. I reckon the person that won it would share them around, and same with the others.
There you go. So I'll take that as a win. One, you have to, you know, give some over.
And that does feel like the Australian spirit in, like, an ideal world, unfortunately, though.
Well, yeah, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there after all.
I agree.
I also like how you can do a whole sentence with one word in different tones. Yeah. It's just
it's a talent.
Bit of Chris Brown there.
I know.
It's very good. All right, now let's head over to Duns Creek. Good morning, Tammy. What are your thoughts on the debate?
Morning. My biggest question is, does he owe him for dinner?
Well, that transaction is, I think, a separate transaction and not complete either. But you're right. I think money is still owed for dinner.
That's right. So then you owe all the beers.
All the beers.
Come
on.
There you go.
Tabby is someone who loves a scooter. You can tell.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, indeed. So where should we go next? To Kayla?
Yeah, we'll finish this off in East Maitland. Kayla, what are your thoughts?
No way. He does not owe them any. The whole deal walking into it was, here, you don't have money. I'll buy yours. That was the deal.
There you go. So Scott the Chippy Frappell, just to confirm, gets to keep all 10 schooners.
That's exactly right. That was the deal walking into it when he got the money loaned to him.
Yep.
That's how he should walk out of it.
Well said, Kayla.
You know what that is? A lesson in check the terms and conditions.
And the lesson in Scott the Chippy Frappell is in charge of all the phones here. Coincidentally, he's managed to, you know, nab himself all 10 schooners.
Well done. Well played.
1053 UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
Lois.
All right, let's get into it. This is Lois Deluxe. Basically how it works, just to recap, we give you three items. You've got to list them from the least expensive, the cheapest, to the most expensive, the Lux.
That's it.
Pretty simple, isn't it?
If you can do it in the right order, how good's the prize today, Steve?
Yeah, well, up for grabs, you get yourself a family pass to Stardust Circus, which is happening at Maitland Showground. Yeah, under the big top, all this kind of flashy music. It's happening March 14 to 24. Remember, you can book your tickets now at stardustcircus.com.au or you can buy them at the circus box office at the big top show, or I mean right now you can win them for free.
That is what you want. Free's better often, I found in life. Unless you're a paying customer, then get in there and, you know, pay the full fare. In fact, buy the best tickets you can.
Well, these were, this family pass were like $150 or something. Ooh, like that.
Damn,
I mean, that is nice to get for free.
Should we meet the Nova Castrian vying for said prize?
Only local potential winners.
We're to Kitchener. Good morning, Simone, how's things?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Yeah,
good.
Very well, thanks. When was the last time you got to the circus?
I have never been to the circus.
Oh, hang on. My God.
Colour us all stunned.
Yeah,
I know. It's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Well, I think I've made it easy enough for you, Simone.
Let's try and change this. All right, let's get into this. So you get three items, Simone. You got to list them from the least to the most expensive. And you do that the correct order, off to the circus.
All of Newcastle is behind you. All of Kitchener is behind you.
All right, let's get started. First item is 500 gram Kewpie mayonnaise from Coles in Huntley. That's your first item.
Yep.
Your second item is an Apple Watch Series 9 in the colour blue.
Yep.
And then lastly, I've got for you the Lego Harry Potter Hogwarts Castle Boathouse from the Lego store at Charlestown. Okay. So just to recap, you've got the Kewpie mayonnaise, 500 grams. You've got the Apple Watch Series 9 and, of course, the Harry Potter Hogwarts Castle from the Lego store. So, Simone, what are you thinking? What do you think's the lowest?
All right, I think we'll go with the mayo at the lowest.
Oh, Kewpie mayo is the good stuff, though.
Oh, God, it's good.
And then the Lego, and then the Apple Watch.
All right, okay. Locking it in.
For some revelations. Here we go.
All right, here we go. So the 500-gram Kewpie Japanese mayonnaise is worth $8. Then you've got the Harry Potter Lego that's worth $70.
Right. So, for the tickets here, everything to play for. Simone, never been to a circus. Will we take a circus ginity?
Oh, my God.
We need the Apple Watch to be above $70.
I can confirm that the Apple Watch Series 9 in blue is $649. You're going to
$70. Congratulations! You're off to the circus.
And it's my husband's birthday today, so I'll take him with me.
Oh, what's your husband's name? What's your husband's name?
Johnny.
Happy birthday, happy Johnny. Yes.
Oh, what a great day. Another local winner.
New FM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
Just at the Ultra Petroleum at Boolaroo. Now, this is the one on Main Road, right near... You always go here, Ari, I know this, because it's right near Costco. Just up the road from Costco on Main Road. They are stepping into the future. Mm. Now, what I mean by this is they're not doing, like, I don't know, some special petrol for flying cars or something.
That would be cool.
They have, in their servo, ATMs for Bitcoin.
What? I thought isn't Bitcoin like a online thing or a thing that doesn't exist or
I don't know enough about Bitcoin to know what this would entail.
Yeah. So it's basically like this big you go in there, it looks unbelievable. It's like a big fancy computer screen in there.
Oh.
Probably the size of, I don't know, like a half the size of a pub telly or something. It's quite big.
Oh, that is large.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not that big. I'm probably overblown. It's a big screen, though, not like some pokey little... ATM screens are stuck in the past, aren't they?
They really are. Yeah,
anyway, what you can do, you go in there and it lets you buy Bitcoin right there and then. So you could go in there, get some petrol. Maybe you want, you know, 20 litres of unleaded.
Yeah.
Packet of Smith's Original, a Snickers bar, and some Bitcoin. Why not while you're already there?
I wonder if the company or whatever they are with Bitcoin are sponsoring this one petrol station. It's like, oh,
We'll give you some money if you let us set this up so that we can get more people invest.
I reckon Bitcoin got bigger fish to fry than a Boolaroo server.
Ultra Boolaroo. I'm sure they're, you know, whoever, somehow they're making some money off this. There's no doubt. They're not doing it for free.
Mm.
But it is like the future is here.
In the danger of putting you on the spot here, because I'm not sure if you've used it yourself
or I haven't.
Cross you are.
Yeah.
But can you then purchase stuff with Bitcoin as well? Does it work both ways, the transaction?
No. Not at the moment, but what they're saying is in the future, you'd be then, like, you can't do this now, can't make this clear enough, but in the future, they're saying you'll be able to then cash out some of your Bitcoin for money.
Because I know it was, I think, the Dallas Mavericks in the US, their NBA team, owned by Mark Cuban.
Yep.
He's often ahead of the time with this sort of stuff, a very entrepreneurial type bloke.
Yeah.
I know for a while there, they were offering you could buy your season tickets with Bitcoin. If you had some, you could use it to, like, as a transaction, as a method of transaction to buy your season ticket.
There's definitely some of this goes on. In fact, I've seen, I think it's an, like, there's actually a computer shop. I don't know where in Newcastle. I went to get something fixed once.
Yeah.
Sign up there. You can pay with Bitcoin if you want.
Interesting.
So if I feel like Newcastle is just the start of being able to buy stuff with it. And this feels like the next logical step is to have these ATMs around.
Yeah.
Because then if you can get your cash out, you can, you know, cash out when you feel like the, you know, it's at its highest or whatever. All of this is starting to move into the direction of more Bitcoin around.
Well,
Ultra Boolaroo, who would have thought they'd be leading the charge?
Well, that's what I mean. And I can say this because I am a local. That's not the place you want to put a Bitcoin ATM in Boolaroo. I mean, if you're going to do that, go somewhere bougie, like somewhere in Inner Newcastle or something.
Well, okay. Well,
Boolaroo is at the forefront.
That's it. Yeah. They are the future. Who would have thought?
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
I didn't realise it was real. I thought this was only an on-the-internet thing. I saw for the first time yesterday, just walking when I was at Nobby's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone had a cat in one of those bubble backpacks.
Oh, I've seen this off a movie that I've seen recently. Yeah, they're funny.
It looks like, it looks through the bubble. They look so calm in there.
There's one in Argyle, that new movie.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's where I've seen it.
Yeah.
This is the real deal.
Real life thing.
Yep.
You know what,
out
though,
for a walk at the beach.
Yeah, the cats, like, can find spaces.
So. Well, that's what's so weird.
What's the point?
Well, I don't know. I tried to imagine my Whippet dog Molly in one of those, and it just be she would be struggling to get out.
You need a fairly big backpack to start with.
Well, but also she just would hate that situation. Mm. But cats, it seemed to be so chill in there. It was just relaxing, looking out the bubble.
I think it's nice. Like the accessory-fied version of taking your cat for a walk.
Well, basically that's it.
But was it just because they're non-compliant on a leash? Cats? Is that the basic idea?
They just can't be taught to be walked on a leash.
Have you tried to walk on it? I have.
How did that go?
Let me tell you something. It is much easier to walk a rabbit on a lead than what it is to walk a cat. The cat will not move.
That doesn't help me. I've never walked a rabbit on a lead. I have no point of reference.
I can imagine, though, that would still be hard.
Yeah.
So to say a cat is harder, gives you an idea of the level of difficulty you're coming up against.
So shout out to that person. It was like a little tortoiseshell one, whoever's got that. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing it.
There you go. I'm sure the cat enjoyed it just as much. Hey, do you share a name with someone famous or perhaps someone you know? This comes after the Minister for Financial Services and also the Assistant Treasurer, same person, has come under fire of late. Basically, the story is he was racking up huge bill on, you know, government Comcars is what they're called. They're like little public, you know, transport service thing.
Yeah.
Despite also claiming for his own private vehicle. So $43,000.
Double dipping.
Yeah, $43,000 is the bill that he's racked up.
Damn.
And like, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't pass the pub test.
Nah.
But I'm not sure legally if he's done anything wrong. It's not really the field we're moving into. Because what grabbed our attention is not, I guess, the guts of this story, but the headline. Because when we looked at the telly, this guy's name
is Stephen Jones. I share a name with him.
Oh, that's interesting.
We've got two famous people here.
Mm. Well, and so this is what we wanted to move into. 4967 4105. Do you share the name with someone notable, with a famous person, or is it someone you perhaps know?
Yeah, because this is always exciting, and you always, of course, that becomes almost like their signature thing, isn't it, really, when so that happens?
The one that sticks out for me, and you guys aren't going to beat this, no one's going to beat this,
okay,
is I used to, when I was growing up, me and my brother used to go to vacation care, which was like after school care, but during the school holidays, because both, you know, our parents both worked full time. And there was a kid who I went to vacation care with whose name was Taylor Swift.
Oh,
a little like 10-year-old boy. His name was Taylor Swift, and he got ridiculed like you wouldn't believe.
That's hard to deal with, I reckon.
Now, obviously, his parents have named him before Taylor Swift got big.
Yeah.
You know, like he's not named after the artist by any means.
So it's just an epic coincidence, really.
Absolutely, but that didn't stop the bullying at all. He used to absolutely cop it. Not from me, you know. I was there trying to defend him, of course, you know. But some other people used to say some nasty stuff sometimes.
All right, so this is the field we move into. Do you know somebody with a famous name? 4967 4105.
We head to Charlestown first. Robbie, is this you or someone you know?
My son went to school with Tom Jones.
Oh, that is a good one, to
that's
be fair.
Pretty good.
I like
that's
that
pretty
one.
Good.
That's fun.
All right.
Let's go over to Sarah in Newcastle. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Is it you or is it someone you know who's got the famous name?
It's someone I know. It's Chris Lilley.
Who?
As in the comedian.
No, but so his name is Chris Lilley. Like, I went to school with a Chris Lilley, and he has the same name as
Sarah.
Chris Lilley? I thought you said Chris Louie. Yeah.
Sarah, I understood that you didn't go to school with the actual Chris Lilley, because that's well, that's the point of the whole situation, the whole conversation.
It's a different photo, isn't it? Yeah. If are you friends with someone who's famous? Different photo completely, Sarah.
To Westwell's end, Michelle, what's a famous name person you know?
My cousin's name is Kevin Rudd.
No!
Really? Kevin 07?
Yeah. And everyone used to ask me if he was my cousin. I'd go, yeah, he's my cousin.
just own it.
Brilliant.
Just leave out some details, eh?
That's it.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So I went yesterday for the first time since I moved from Merriweather to the Prince.
Oh.
I haven't been to the Prince in ages.
Oh,
right?
Welcome back, Stephen. We've missed you. Yeah, all that sort
bit
of stuff.
Of nostalgia.
Yeah, my car park was still there. My reserved seat by the bar still there. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
which
good.
Is good. Lots of things have changed though. While that's still the same, I've done lots of renos recently on the Prince. I was lost walking in.
That's
I was like, oh my god, this looks so different. All the bars are different. It's
you were in a different pub, weren't you?
No, I was still the Prince. Well, I went there because
this place looks different.
No, I was still the Prince. I went there with my brother. Obviously, he's in town at the moment. And Prince won that award for best burger in the state.
Yeah, really? That's right.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah.
They haven't tried the Royal Oak.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what a producer would like to say. It's got super fail. But yeah, I went there and I had their like award-winning beef burger. Really good. My brother, though, vegetarian.
Oh.
They have like this beef alternative, vegetarian beef. Like as a patty.
It sounds gross.
He was like really good. He was like, as far as like meat substitutes go,
okay,
he was like really good burger.
All right, if you're a veggie burger fan, the Royal Oak is the spot, according to Stephen Jones's brother.
Or the Prince is what we're talking about.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I've
mixed them up in my, you say best burger, all I can think is Royal Oak.
Oh, well, that's, I guess, a debate to have further down the line.
No doubt. Well, there you go. Top tip from Stephen Jones's brother.
I guess we move into this area of going to events and parties, right? Most of the time when you go to maybe a birthday party or go to, I don't know, one of these promotions events or something, you get like a little treat bag to take home.
Sure. Yeah, when you're a kid, yeah. The highlight of anyone's birthday is the party bag you receive
lolly
before
bag.
You leave.
Yeah, you get lollies or whatever. But sometimes they're not always good. Like, you get, like, the really cheapo stuff, or there's, like, three things in there, maybe, like, it's...
Oh, you're so ungrateful, Ari.
I'm just saying.
So, oh, no, to be fair, sometimes it is all those musk bananas. And
well,
you go,
yes.
I love a musk banana.
Yeah, one's okay, but a whole bag full.
And they're home brand as well.
Oh, you guys are never invited to any party I have ever. Uninvited to my birthday.
If it's only musk bananas, that's fine with me.
Fair enough. But however, this problem doesn't really apply to the elite of the elite. Now, what I'm talking about is the annual Oscars Academy Awards ceremony, which has just rolled around again. Obviously, you may have seen a headline about it, or you've seen it on the TV.
Hard to avoid it.
Yeah, it just happened yesterday. The hype usually revolves during this time around who's going to win, you know, the best actor category, best costume design, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. However, I find that the most interesting feature of this event is the goodie bag. Bags for the award nominees this year, worth all the items inside these goodie bags, $180,000 in value. So
that's a lot of money, isn't it?
That is a lot.
Here's the thing, though. Can you take this stuff straight down cashies or what?
Well, you mean traded in for $180,000 worth of cash.
That's what I'd be doing.
I don't reckon you could. But so basically how it works, so this year 25 people... So the actors and such, or costume designers or whatever. So there have to be the nominees that get these goodie bags. Can't just be anyone who
right.
turns up.
Right, average punters.
That's
right.
It. Got to be nominees. So the 25 people that got an invitation for were in for, get this, one of the top prizes in this bag was a $50,000 stay at a posh kind of Swiss ski chalet, so over in Switzerland.
That sounds all right.
Yeah, wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, but you also got things like a private show with a mentalist to the stars, so you're like, you've got like all these...
It's gone downhill very quickly. You know, lovely ski holiday to some, you know, dodgy person who tells you, oh, I see your grandma who's passed away. I think so.
It gets worse. So the rest were a bit basic for these type of stars. So you got like a bunch of beauty products in there as well. You get chocolates and some popcorn.
Popcorn.
Some postcards. As well as a Rubik's Cube worth $15.
You know what it feels like? They've gone on assignment day the day before. Oh, shivers, you know. It's got to be 7 pages long.
Yeah.
And they go, Times New Roman size 18, just to fill up with popcorn. Oh, we need to get to 140,000, 138,900.
Oh, yeah.
This is some very fancy popcorn.
But I have a theory, though. I think the Oscars might be going through a bit of a budget cut, because last year in their goodie bags, they got... a 3-night stay for 8 people in a restored Italian lighthouse valued at $9,000, as well as a $40,000 trip to an estate called The Lifestyle in Canada, and also $25,000 worth of project management fees for home renovations. We're talking about silk pillowcases, all that type of stuff. So last
year... It's gone down, has it?
Heaps. Absolutely heaps. So they've been duped this year.
There you go.
Mm.
It feels like the Oscars are running on a similar kind of, business model, some radio stations, you know. I mean, Contra is king here. Yeah. We'll do a couple of live reads, no worries, and put in some popcorn. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like you said, going downhill a little bit.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Honourable Mayor Kay Fraser is set to retire soon after a very, you know, long and fantastic career serving Lake Macquarie.
Yeah, she's lovely.
A lot of people, I think, have that exact feeling.
Yeah.
She's lovely. She's done a great job, and she's just ready for someone else to take the reins.
Fair enough.
Well, fair enough. It's quite a stressful job at times, isn't
Absolutely.
It? A lot of pressure on you. And
hadn't she been in that role for nearly 2 decades or something?
Well,
I think?
In various roles in and around that, and she's done a fantastic job. Mm. Now, it's got me thinking, though, who's next?
Mm.
Big shoes to fill.
Big shoes to fill. But the only person in our team who lives in the region... is you, Ari?
It's me.
Both Stephen and myself living in Newcastle Council, not eligible.
No, you've got to take your Charlie's job next.
That's it. You, in fact, are.
And she's holding on to that job pretty tightly, I think.
Yeah,
that's
what I've heard. Cutting.
Yeah. But you could do a great job, I think, Ari.
Do you think so?
And in fact, I've come up with, I think, what could be your three election promises.
Or like a little campaign promise.
That's it. This is what I think you should have as your promises. I reckon it'll get you into the top job. Shoo in.
All right.
No expense spared here for your marketing.
That's right. I only charge whatever the most expensive marketing firm will charge plus 20%.
Fabulous. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. But it's a non-guarantee you'll get in.
Okay.
All right. Promise number one is that all seasons of maths would be available on DVD at all libraries across Lake Macquarie at all times.
So we can educate the public on reality television.
Yeah, and you'd be, like, say, oh, what happened in season 3, episode 2? Mm. You could always go into a library in Lake Macquarie and be rest assured a copy would be there for your viewing pleasure.
Brilliant.
Educational. That's lovely.
On
so
board.
There we are. We're sorting out any education problems in one fell swoop.
Sure.
And that normally is a big kind of like election issue, education.
That's right.
So let's cover that early.
And libraries. Like you're helping libraries as well. Okay, tick. That's number one. Number two, there would be more Costcos. So a promise you could have is that nowhere in Lake Macquarie, the whole region would be more than 5 minutes drive from a Costco. Thoughts and feelings.
Perfect. Actually, put that one at the top of the list so
far. Okay, sorry, I'll reorder them.
Yes.
That's okay. It's, you know what? Like, communications these days, electronic. You copy, paste, move it. There we go. Done. Sorted.
Costco in each suburb of Lake Macquarie.
Oof, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number three, and this is the final of three promises, would be all offices, right, around the region would have cute dogs that you can pat.
Yes! Okay, that wins. That takes the cake. Do you reckon I'll get a lot of people on board with that one? Because everybody likes dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
From your reaction there, it sounds like you would have voted for you, Ari, with these election promises.
I definitely would.
That's the thing, right? You should always create a product that you're proud of yourself. Right?
That's true,
you would buy
absolutely.
Yourself.
Absolutely. You've got to convince yourself before you convince others.
How's this for a slogan as well I've come up with for you here? I'm just sorting all your problems, so worry
Let's
about
go.
It. How's this? Lake Macquarie, you are my La Familia.
Can we actually run this? Because I really want to, like, use all of this as my election campaign.
You look great in high-vis as well. You're Thanks. Ticking all the boxes.
And I own a pair of scissors.
I've seen you cutting paper. You're ready.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, guys, I know we just literally talked about me running for Lake Macquarie Mayor, but I have to tell you guys something hot off the press.
What's going on?
My phone has just been blowing up. I think the parentals have been listening to the show this morning.
They're gonna support your bid?
Not only that, but they've given me some outrageous election promise ideas. So, Mum wants, in dot point form, she wants an inland beach. She wants a theme park in Lake Macquarie. She wants free Dutch cream potatoes being sold at every supermarket, as well as free licorice all sorts for Dad. And she wants free entry and free food from Harrigan's in Cameron Park. So I'm like, yeah, Mum, sure. I'll tip the scales for you.
Oh, is that all going to happen?
You've been corrupted by your family already.
I am already.
It didn't take long, did it?
Like 3 minutes it's
true.
Taken.
True politician.
Yes. Hearing all that, I think you're ready.
You've got the makings.
That was so smooth.
It's been a wild 48 hours for the royal family.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago, I mean, a wild couple of weeks, really, a couple of months, but it's come to the forefront here and gone mega viral. After a couple of days ago, a photo was released of Princess Kate and the kids smiling together, apparently taken by Will a few days prior to release.
Yep.
So this, you know, happy family pic was accompanied with the caption, thank you for your kind wishes and continued support over the last 2 months, wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day.
So this is like when they do a publicity postcard sort of thing, an internet publicity postcard saying thanks for all the messages.
Exactly, exactly.
One thank you letter to all constituents.
That's it.
And normally one of these kind of messages like this wouldn't be a big deal. But I guess this is the first official photo released of Kate following the abdominal surgery.
That's right.
She's had a couple months
ago. She's been out for a while.
So, I mean, there's been so many rumours swirling about her health. We talked about it on the show maybe a week ago.
Yeah.
People were like, she's MIA, or maybe like Will's cheating. There's
playing
all these...
Where's Wally with Princess Kate?
Oh, because sightings and I guess information on her illness have been so few and far between.
Yeah.
And we don't have a right to know this stuff either. There's so many people who are like, we need to know. It's her private health, you know? Like,
but all the people who like love listening to the royal family or just knowing about them, just they have to know everything. They're obsessed.
That is true.
That's it. So I guess because there have been so many rumours about what's going on with Kate and her health, I assume this image was released to try and quell the rumours a little bit. And try and be like, oh, here she is, happy, smiling, looking good with the kids.
You can all calm down now and stop messaging.
Exactly.
But I feel like it's unfortunately had the opposite effect because a few eagle-eyed, I'm going to call them nerds, eagle-eyed nerds have noticed that the photo is at a minimum edited.
Right,
so they've picked out a few, oh, look, the detail on his sweater is not quite the same as it is on the other side and all this kind of stuff. Oh, you know, if you look real closely in here, the side of her finger slightly blurred.
I think the real winner of this is the inventor of the, like, red circle tool on your phone.
Whoever
invented that is getting royalties through the roof because the amount of circles on those photos is absurd.
Oh,
and that's the thing. I've seen, like, zoomed in with a circle where it's meant to be this blemish in the photo, and sometimes I still can't find it.
I have not been able to find anything that they're trying to actually portray that it's wrong.
Are you sure it's there? The one that is causing a lot of speculation is the tree in the background of the photo is like full of leaves, which is very unusual for this season in the UK.
Right, because of deciduous trees are supposed to be gone.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, you know, I guess this is putting in to disrepute the claims that the photo was taken only last week. They're like, oh, this is a photo from ages ago, which they've doctored, which they've changed, etc. But there has been an official statement from Kate and from the royal family, I suppose, about this. So she said, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photo we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrated, had a very happy Mother's Day. Signed, C.
Now, question here. Do we think she has edited the photo herself?
I think that, like, the first post, she has nothing to do with.
Right, that's some media person.
I think the apology post, she has nothing to do with.
She's nothing to do with any of it, you reckon?
This is all speculation, of course. Just sitting here trying to, I don't know.
Nut it out.
But I think she's had nothing to do with either post. She's got health battles to worry about. She's not sitting there thinking, oh, I haven't posted in a couple of weeks, I'm going to lose followers or something, you know?
Yeah, she doesn't have any problem with that, is it?
No, so...
I think it was just like to quell the rumours, like, oh, William's cheating on Kate, or, you know, she's going to leave the family or something like that. Like, that's what it's all about.
But I think someone, not her, who's paid obviously by the royal family, has gone, let's get a photo out for Mother's Day.
Yeah, her maximum involvement might have been, should we just post that picture from before or put this one up? She would have went, yep, no worries.
Yeah, the thing is, though, the royal family have, like, a team of publicity people and marketing, like, professionals and all that type of stuff. So
below her pay grade.
I reckon she probably doesn't even have the login. I think the number one takeaway from this story is that some people have way too much time on their hands. The people picking out all the, you know, the blemishes in this photo, surely you got something better to do. Anything better to do.
Get a job.
New FM. De Novo's.
Novos.
You're right there,
yeah. Sorry, we're keeping you up, are we?
No,
we're boring you.
This is so unhinged behind the scenes today. It's very funny. I can't contain it.
I think we are a bit like, a few times amongst the team we've got, it feels like a Friday.
Yeah.
And it is not, unfortunately.
Sadly not.
Only a Tuesday.
Yeah, yay. But I think, you know what it is? I think it's been the ongoing beautiful weather. You can't help but just get out and do stuff.
That's true, yeah.
And it keeps going all the way till Friday, so maybe that's what it is.
Well, good thing with it only being Tuesdays, there's plenty more prizes for, you know, local winners here on New FM.
Sure.
We've got $100 fuel cards to give away all week. Well, let's give one away to Michelle in West Wall's End. We asked earlier in the show, do you have or do you know someone who shares the name with a celebrity? Mm. Her cousin, Kevin Rudd.
Oh, that is
the Kevin Rudd, just a Kevin Rudd.
That is so fun. Of course, as you said, we've got the $100 fuel cards. Also, we've got the circus tickets. Yeah. Let's not forget them.
Stardust Circus.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, go on, Cremo. It's happening Maitland Showground, March 14 to 24. You can book your tickets now, stardustcircus.com.au, or you can buy tickets at the circus box office at the Big Top Shows.
Or keep listening to us.
That's it. We have family passes to give away show this week, which is pretty fun. What's everyone up to this week?
This week?
Well, I mean today. I think it's Friday.
It's not. Let's leave it there, shall we? We'll see you tomorrow.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.